This TikTok challenge is out there ruining people's lives because sadly in 2024, people don't think before they do a TikTok challenge. So what are they doing this time? Well, it's called the TikTok door kick challenge. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's kind of like ding dong ditching, as many of us grew up doing, unfortunately, except they got creative and they added some property damage into the mix because why not? So it is what it is, I guess. After it gets dark, you run full speed from the street at someone's door and jump kick it. So not only are you damaging the door and the frame, but also waking and scaring the crap out of the people inside. Then on top of that, this is also happening in the US, and because of our Second Amendment, this can quickly become quite the extreme sport for the person doing this challenge. And you don't only have to worry about a potentially armed homeowner, but also the police, because obviously this is illegal. But that's not stopping this trend from being so big and viral that these pranks are now happening all over the US. And depending on what state you're based in, the range of your penalties can really vary here, because some people are getting hit with like a basic criminal mischief charge, and others with breaking and entering, because surprise, surprise, if you kick in someone's door at night, that's a charge. So let's play some of these clips because it's ridiculous. Yeah, the frame didn't like that one. That's so unnecessary. Because I mean, like, the ding dong ditch, that's annoying, but this can ruin a family's monthly budget if they suddenly have to replace a front door. So the clip that we just saw happened in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is right outside DC, but as I said previously, it is happening all over the states. So here we have some news coverage on it.
Spoke to numerous people who live here in the Kensington Grove neighborhood. All of them told me they're angry that this even happened in the first place, and these teens need to think twice before kicking on someone's door.
Heard just a loud thud.
It's such a ridiculous trend.
Like they tried to
challenge.
One solid just loud thud.
Chuck Hiles says on February 27th, around 6 o'clock at night, he saw and heard five teens kicking and banging on his neighbor's door in the Kensington Grove neighborhood in Greenwood. He gave us this surveillance video, which he says showed the teens walking in the neighborhood moments before it happened.
Saw my neighbor take off after him. So we kind of cut through the houses. I followed them and he chased them, I don't know, 3-4 blocks away across Stones Crossing down to Mullinex. Lost them in the woods, you know, called the cops. They came and kind of took it from there.
Johnson County Sheriff's officials say the suspects are between 13 and 14 years old. Prosecutor Lance Hanson
says guys,
what we're doing is all part of a viral TikTok challenge called the Door Kick Challenge, a new version of Ding Dong Ditch, except instead of ringing the doorbell, the participants bang and kick on the door and then run away.
If kids think about this, they know that this is knucklehead behavior, because common sense tells you this is going to terrify somebody. And when you terrify somebody at their door, there can be something happen back to you.
Hamner says he has no tolerance for this, and the juvenile's actions could carry serious consequences.
It's definitely a trespass. It can be considered an attempted residential entry. That's a felony, and it's a serious situation.
And neighbors say teens need to keep that in mind before they take.
Imagine ruining your life over a TikTok challenge. I mean, it's happened, but
you know, it's play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I mean, somebody is going to get hurt.
The five juveniles are expected to appear in court in the coming weeks, and Hamner expects to file juvenile charges later this week. In Johnson County, Jenny Dreisler, Fox 59 News.
Oof. Come on, guys, let's not be this stupid. But of course, it's also happening inside of college campuses as well. And of course, the geniuses are filming it themselves.
It is.
Are they?
Dean! He didn't get it.
It all starts with this. You gotta knock first.
Wait a sec. I mean,
SVU, open up!
Their faces are clearly visible. Why are they destroying school property for a TikTok challenge? Why?
I swear to God, you're gonna wanna get this. I'm totally gonna get this one. Watch this one. Ready? SVU, open up!
Oh! There's nothing like spending tens of thousands of dollars a semester for an education to then get expelled for property damage. All for a TikTok challenge. Come on. Like, what? Like, it's more understandable seeing that behavior from, like, 13 to 15-year-olds. But from, like, college students? Really? I'm also very aware of that there's been plenty of college students arrested for the dumbest things possible. But in a separate situation, you had two teenagers arrested due to this Ring camera footage. And when they were found, they admitted to doing this because of a TikTok challenge. So they were then arrested with four counts of burglary of a dwelling. So this TikTok challenge straight up ruined their lives, or at least made it way harder for them. Like, this is just so frustrating to watch because it's like, it's so easy to understand, hey, this is a really bad idea. This can have some very serious consequences, not only for yourself, but also others. Like, who wants to be scared in the middle of the night and then wake up to find a broken front door, which then needs to be replaced, which, you know, can range anywhere from like $400 to $2,000 and upwards. Like, it's just so ridiculous. But that last incident we just talked about happened in Florida, hence the very strict charges. You don't mess around in Florida. That's anything that I've learned from just sitting here watching people doing stupid stuff for a living. The people who F around in Florida, they really find out. But this also happened in Idaho, where they warned if they were caught, because apparently they didn't find them, they would face years of probation and dozens of hours of community service. And the list just keeps going on, because apparently this is a very viral trend happening all across the US. You also had three teens in Texas who were also caught doing this, and they were charged with criminal mischief and evading the police. So, wow, unexpected that Texas would be one of the lighter charges. I guess evading the police isn't really that light of a charge, but criminal mischief is pretty light compared to breaking and entering. Or burglary, that's what it was. It was a burglary charge. Come on, guys, you should know better.
And it is just like it sounds. People run up to doors, kick them as hard as they can, and then they...
The shocking thing is just how many incidents there is of this. Like, there's hundreds of these.
New Jersey reporter Anthony Johnson spoke to a woman in East Orange who has been a victim of the social media challenge.
This has become a growing problem, which appears to be part of a TikTok challenge showing people kicking the front doors of random homes and running away.
Because it would make more sense if there was like a couple of incidents, but since there's hundreds of these, I'm shocked that there's this many people who do this.
A banging sound that's like insanely loud.
The police here in East Orange have put out an advisory warning residents this is an ongoing trend. There has been no official word on how many of these incidents have taken place. We've seen similar trends created on TikTok, but police officials say this one could turn out better.
That seemed tame compared to the other ones we've seen.
Because they could be risking their lives.
For our residents and homeowners, you know, it can frighten them. But then for those who are participating, it could be lethal or deadly for them as well.
One victim of the door kicking challenge had to spend hundreds on repairs and wonders why anyone would
just
to post their actions on social media.
To have my mom spend an extra $700 because it was a challenge? What was the challenge? To scare us dead? Because that's pretty pathetic.
One witness says the suspects are usually teenagers.
That just sucks.
In most cases, they take off running right after kicking the door.
Yes, this is going on in New Jersey as well. Oh man, guys, come on. Let's do a little better. Come on, TikTok. What are y'all doing? I mean, if it's not obvious enough, the attention that you get from doing this TikTok challenge is not worth any of the downsides. I get that most people that are doing this are kids, and some kids are just going to do some stupid stuff, but maybe parents need to start sitting down and having the TikTok talk with your kids. Hey, son. Hey, daughter. If you see a stupid challenge or trend on TikTok, think before you do it. Actually, just don't do any TikTok trends or challenges at all. You'll be better off. Please don't be a moron. I've sacrificed so much to get you up to this point. Don't screw it up. Don't ruin our family legacy over a TikTok challenge, please. Imagine their parents go to work and then you have the water cooler gossip. Her son is in jail for a TikTok challenge. Nightmare fuel. But this should also be a given. Like, there's never been any point in my life where I thought running and kicking in someone's door would be a good idea or even something I would ever want to do. So maybe this new generation is just cooked. But who knows? I guess time will tell, because eventually they'll all be taking care of us. I say that like I'm a boomer. No, I'm the first year of Gen Z. So I guess we need better role models, maybe. Shit. I don't know. I don't even think there's a solution for it. I guess we just gotta ride it out and see what happens. But hey, if you guys are new here, feel free to subscribe or I might not see you again. YouTube thinks you'll enjoy this video and hopefully I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Oh! Ow! Ah! I just winded myself.